It's Mitchell Tenpenny, same moon on 103.7 WHHT. And what a bright way to start our Monday morning with the lovely Gemma Tester, who is Miss Preteen Kentucky. Good morning, Gemma.
Hi.
How are you doing, darling?
I'm doing great.
First of all, I gotta say, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
And let me tell you, so Gemma, how old are you?
I am 9 years old. I turned 9 2 days ago.
Well, happy belated birthday. Did you have a big party?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a certain theme?
It was cats versus pickles. Very odd, but...
I love it.
It's a brand of toys.
Okay. Now, you are teaching me something because I had no idea. Well, let me tell you. Gemma's personality is bigger than she is, and I just love your outfit, and I am just dying to know more about you. So, Gemma, tell me a little bit about your title and how you came about winning this title.
So, how I came about winning this title was...
How many were with you in this competition? There were several, right?
Several. And it was Miss Preteen, Kentucky County Fair. Mm-hmm. And there was so many people there. And the ages was to 12 and 9 and 8. And I was about 8 when I won that title. So I was very surprised because there were so many other people like above my age that could have got the chance to win, but I won somehow.
I know. And it was huge because you were actually the first representative of the Barron County Fair to capture this title since like, what, 1992, I think?
Yes.
So that is an accomplishment within itself, too.
Yes.
Absolutely. So tell me about your motto.
So my motto is Plant Joy with Gemma. I encourage everyone to go out and plant wildflower seeds to help the bees pollinate. And I have this cute little thing I say, kindness is always in bloom.
Oh, that is so sweet. I bet you just go around just spreading kindness like it's confetti, don't you?
Yes, and I encourage people to go out and plant wildflower seeds to make the earth a beautiful place because I know it could be so beautiful with these beautiful flowers and bees pollinating. It's just a beautiful earth with wildflowers.
I agree. So what other titles have you held?
I had held Miss Kentucky, Miss Barron County, and those are the only ones that are big that I can think
those
of.
Those are huge. Those are huge.
Let's see.
Can you tell me about some of the appearances that you have made since winning your Miss Preteen Kentucky County Fair?
Yes. So we've been here a bunch. So like when they had their Christmas trees up, we would take a bunch of pictures with them and we would go around and have fun. We would do this thing. We would get out together and just all I could think of is taking pictures because we would take pictures a bunch of times. And
can you tell me?
And going in parades.
Oh, yes.
A bunch of them.
So do you have your wave down? Do you have a particular wave?
Yes. So I usually put my fingers together and wave like with this.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Do I have it? Am I doing it right?
Yes.
Okay. You have to practice that a little bit, don't you?
Uh-huh, just a little bit. Like before, so like when we're in the car, I have to have it down pat with my smile, nonstop smile.
It's like you have permagrin, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so tell me a little bit about your style and your makeup, because I know Mom, she does makeup.
Yes.
So do you do your own makeup for the competitions?
When they're like big competitions, she does it. But today I did my own makeup because I'm really not on a competition. But this mm-hmm. is a big deal.
Well, thank you. And I love your makeup. It looks perfect. I mean, maybe I should... Can I borrow you to come and do my makeup? Because I think you would make my makeup look so much better. So tell me, Gemma, what do you want to do when you grow up?
I would like to be a makeup artist because I want to tell people that you're beautiful in any type of way without makeup.
I love that. You are just so full of energy and encouragement. And I bet you have a lot of friends at school, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, everybody wants to be your friend.
Yeah.
So what do you do for fun when you're not in pageants? Do you like to do things with your family and friends?
Well, I like to go travel in my motor home, and I like to go ride my dirt bike in my backyard, and my dad takes me to his motocross tracks to watch him, and playing outside with my friends, and going to do things with my family, and like when on Easter we had Easter egg hunts, and we had our brunch. I could call it brunch because it was like in the afternoonish and morning. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite treats was the Texas Roadhouse rolls.
So you have a thing for bread, huh?
Yes.
Is that so hard for you to pass up?
Yes, a bunch of times.
Yes. So what besides bread do you love to eat?
I like salad. I like steak. And my mom likes to hunt, so she kills mule deer. So we usually eat her mule deer.
Oh, that sounds good, too. All right. So, Gemma, let me ask you this. So if someone is listening right now thinking, I think I might want to be in a pageant. Maybe it's their first time. Maybe they've never been in a pageant. What words of encouragement would you give to someone your age or maybe a little bit older who is thinking about becoming getting into a competition, I guess I should say.
Okay, I would say good luck no matter what happens. Just because you don't win, it means you're still a queen into any of your grown-ups' hearts or into anyone else's hearts. You don't have to win that title to be a passionate and beautiful person you are inside.
I could not say it any better. Those are beautiful words of encouragement. Gemma, thank you so much for coming and spending some time with us this morning. You're welcome. I hope you'll come back and see me sometime.
Yes.
All right. Miss Gemma Tester, who is Miss Preteen Kentucky County Fair. And I hope you win it again this year, girl. Good luck to you.
Thank you.